he pulls me over to the side of the driveway. He then states he wanted to tase me if he had a taser and would have shot and killed me if he had drawn his weapon, and he would have been fully justified in killing me. Ever since I was a little child, my parents have instilled in me a love for the values that the United States holds dear. My parents came to the United States from a brutal military dictatorship, and they chose the United States because of our Constitution.
Nicholas Aquino was born and raised in the United States after his family fled Paraguay. He says his understanding of his family's difficult past made him want to give back for the freedoms the U.S. provided.
That is one of many factors in terms of why I wanted to serve this country, was so that I could uphold those ideals, that I could fight, that I could give back to the community and make sure that they keep those freedoms.
When I was really little, probably about 3, I went to my first air show. I always loved the Air Force. I remember just wanting to be a part of this country and serving it.
Aquino attends the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California, and in many ways has become quite the poster child for the military. So when he found out there was a warrant out for his arrest, he was shocked.
I never was arrested, charged, cited, booked, nothing. I've never even had a ticket.
He found out he was being charged with resisting arrest during an incident that happened in December of 2013, an incident in which he believes he was the victim. One of Aquino's neighbors had reported seeing a suspicious person at Aquino's address. Aquino had been living there for a few months, but the neighbor was rarely around and didn't recognize him. Sheriff's Deputy Ivan Rodriguez followed up on the call and checked out the residence, but Aquino said the officer didn't provide any identification when he went out to greet him.
There are plenty of police impersonators out there. A badge online costs $60 to get. So my question to him was, excuse me, who are you and why are you here? He said he was investigating suspicious activity in the area. I asked him, am I being detained? He said, yes. So I was like, okay, my name is Nicholas Aquino. I live right here. How long am I being detained for? What are the charges? And do you have a warrant?
Everything that Nicholas was doing to me is sort of like textbook, like, okay, I'm gonna be respectful. I'm gonna answer questions, but I'm also gonna insist that you answer questions for me because I am within my rights on my property to ask these questions.
Aquino's lawyer, Stephen Liner, says that nothing Nicholas did suggested aggression, and the arrest report agrees. The officer, though he couldn't be reached for comment, wrote in the report that the male looked to have a normal to slightly nervous demeanor, but did not immediately seem confrontational or aggressive, but that he later asked in a confrontational tone if he was being detained.
The officer, he appears to have been offended at the idea that a citizen would question his authority.
At the officer's request, Aquino showed his military ID and other forms of identification, but the officer was still unconvinced and moved to physically detain him.
He just grabbed my wrist without any warning, without provocation, put me in a front headlock choke. The technical term is a front guillotine, slammed my head into the ground. So currently, I still have fluid buildup in the back of my right ear. Right head contusion, both arms, abrasions and contusions on the elbows, knees, hip, right hip.
Using force should have been the last resort unless there was some reason to believe that Nicholas was doing something that was harm him at that moment. And there was nothing that he was doing that would cause that.
Eventually, Aquino was able to convince the officer that he did in fact live there.
The officer did not apologize. He pulls me over to the side of the driveway and he does basic victim blaming. So he says, it was my fault for not knowing my neighbors. He then states he wanted to tase me if he had a taser and would have shot and killed me if he had drawn his weapon, and he would have been fully justified in killing me.
I think that sometimes police officers are so used to being in control of every situation that just any small amount of perceived resistance from a citizen causes them to treat them like they are, a criminal.
There was no reason to physically detain me or arrest me. As far as putting me in a chokehold, even if my muscles tensed, the automatic reaction to being choked is to tense up, reach for the neck.
Yet the DA used this perceived tension as a springboard for the charges against Aquino, resisting arrest and obstructing a peace officer.
Are we supposed to just bend over and, excuse my French, just take it? Just because a person is on a power trip and feels that he can bully you into submission?
Weiner says no. Citizens need to ask these questions and stand up for their rights.
We have to exercise them. We have to hold a police officer accountable, make sure that he or she does their job properly. That's all Nicholas was doing. And we feel that this is an opportunity for all of us to talk about how it is that citizens have an absolute right to ask questions and that police officers should be respectful and civil and act lawfully, which means not using force unless it really is called for.
Weiner says that the public outcry on behalf of Aquino helped force the DA's hand and the charges have since been dropped, though they still strongly defend the officer's actions. The DA's office declined Reason's request for an interview, but said in a subsequent statement that the deputy sheriff had lawfully detained Captain Aquino.
I think it's clear by the public reaction to this case is that there's a sense among the public that law enforcement oversteps their bounds or oversteps proper procedure in the way that they deal with us.
Getting the charges dropped is a victory, but Nicholas plans to continue fighting. He is filing a claim for civil damages against Monterey County to cover his legal expenses, in addition to physical and emotional costs.